Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include London, UK, I support Falun Gong. New York, Falun Gong practitioners teach exercises in Indian community. Tourist from China, Falun Gong benefits the world. Former security director, I was present during the staged Tiananmen self-immolation incident. Falun Gong practitioners strip searched and have blood drawn at Jiangxi police station. And Sweden, human harvest film screened in Linköping. Now for the stories.
London, UK. I support Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners from the United Kingdom and the Tian Guo Marching Band organized a series of activities in London on June 3, 2018, to exhibit the merits of Falun Gong and expose the persecution and crimes of forced organ harvesting in China. The one-day Falun Gong event was held across from the Chinese embassy in the morning. After a group exercise and rally, practitioners began the parade by proceeding through downtown London and Chinatown and arrived at the National Gallery in the afternoon. The practitioners demonstrated the exercises at Trafalgar Square, talked to people about the ongoing persecution during the afternoon, and held a candlelight vigil in the evening. Many Chinese people watched the parade along the route. Ms. Lee from Taiwan expressed her support, saying, "Their spirit is very touching. People should have freedom of belief." A group of Chinese tourists from Hong Kong praised the parade, and Ms. Liu from Beijing said she knew that Falun Gong was persecuted in China and stated that she was happy to see Falun Gong parading in London. Many Westerners learned about Falun Gong and the persecution for the first time during the event, even though the persecution started 19 years ago. Holly, who worked at a law firm in Essexshire, east of London, said that she didn't know about the persecution before seeing the parade. She said that she would let more people know about the persecution in China and would appeal to the United Nations to investigate. French language teacher Christine and friends said they felt the Chinese Communist Party's persecution and forced organ harvesting were evil. "I can't imagine they can do that like animals. You are doing a meaningful deed. Please hang on," Christine commented. Marilina from Romania said she is currently working at a clinic in London. She had worked in a hospital in Romania and already understood how evil a communist regime could be. She said, "I felt the positive energy here. I met true people here. Every smile and every pair of eyes are telling a true story. No matter how, I will do my best to help." Vinod, a nursing manager at a hospital in London, said he saw Falun Gong's exercise demonstration in Chinatown 1 year ago, heard about the persecution, and signed a petition. After seeing Falun Gong again at Trafalgar Square, he came to the table and signed a petition supporting Falun Gong again. He said, "The persecution of Falun Gong is wrong. They are peaceful and merely expressing their opinions. I support Falun Gong."
New York Falun Gong practitioners teach exercises in Indian community. Falun Gong practitioners in New York were invited to teach the Falun Gong exercises in an Indian temple in Elmhurst, Queens on June 9, 2018. 25 people of different backgrounds, most of them wearing traditional Indian clothing, learned the Falun Gong exercises with great enthusiasm. A lady who goes to the temple had seen practitioners doing the exercises in a public place. She was very impressed and invited them to teach the exercises in her temple. One practitioner told the gathering how practicing Falun Gong had brought about marvelous changes in her life. Her personal experience made a big impression, and when practitioners started teaching the exercises, everyone paid close attention and followed the instructions carefully. They didn't even want to take a break and continued to review the movements they just learned. As the practitioner said, "Conjoin the hands, press the palms together, and overlap the palms" in Chinese, everyone repeated the Chinese words. After learning the exercises, some people wanted to buy Falun Gong books, while others wanted to bring their families to learn the exercises.
tourist from China, Falun Gong benefits the world. The National Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall in Taipei is a must-see landmark for tourists from mainland China. Falun Gong practitioners in Taiwan persistently reached out to visitors from the mainland to let them know what Falun Gong truly is and to dispel the lies and negative propaganda disseminated by the communist regime. This is a rare opportunity for many people from China because on the mainland, all news about Falun Gong is strictly censored. When they visit Taipei, many Chinese tourists quietly read the Falun Gong exhibits outside the Memorial Hall, listen to practitioners talk about Falun Gong, and ask some questions. Those who learn the truth about Falun Gong are full of admiration and gratitude for practitioners' persistence in offering a new perspective. An ethnic Chinese scholar based in the United States told a Falun Gong practitioner, "Taipei isn't a big place, but I've found Falun Gong practitioners at all the tourist sites. You have truly done your best to spread the facts to people from mainland China. I have also seen Falun Gong activities at many places in New York." The scholar teaches Chinese politics at an American university. He has a strong aversion to the Communist Party's ideology and its infiltration into American campuses. Three middle-aged men didn't follow their group to a nearby restaurant, and instead they used their break to smoke and look at the Falun Gong exhibition. One of them told a Taiwanese practitioner, "We come from your master's hometown, Gongzhuling. My mother and my uncle are elderly. They started practicing Falun Gong before the persecution began and still are. I know the truth about Falun Gong, but we can't speak about it openly." Another man said he, too, had practiced but didn't continue after the persecution began. The Taiwanese practitioner told him that Falun Gong is practiced by people all over the world, and he reminded him to treasure his predestined relationship with Falun Gong. The third man said, "You have true freedom here. You can openly talk about it, but we would have been arrested if we did so in our city." All three of them were excited to see that Falun Gong has been so well received in Taiwan. A tour guide told a practitioner that tourists from the mainland were very curious about Falun Gong and very sensitive to the topic, so they would ask the guide individually why Falun Gong was everywhere in Taiwan. The tour guide had explained to them that Taiwan was a democratic society with freedom of belief. He had also told the Chinese tourists Falun Gong was practiced all over the world and that the Chinese Communist Party was the only group who suppressed Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners at the Truth Clarification Booth always treat everyone with a sincere smile and their best wishes. They hope that all the passing tourists will be able to feel their compassion and peacefulness, and hope too that they will be able to find their predestined connection with Falun Gong soon.
Former security director, I was present during the staged Tiananmen self-immolation incident. My husband and I lived and worked in Xinjiang, China, for over 60 years. In April 2002, we decided to return to our home city. The local security director there, who is a personal friend of ours, came to visit us. We spoke for nearly 3.5 hours. When the topic of the staged Tiananmen self-immolation incident came up, he said, "In the days leading up to the event in 2001, the country's top public security bureau directors were called to Beijing for a meeting. I also participated. After the meeting, we all visited the Forbidden City, a palace complex in central Beijing. Suddenly, we were ordered to make our way over to Tiananmen Square, where we witnessed the staged self-immolation. Our friend thought that the timing seemed suspicious. It was as if senior officials in Beijing wanted the directors to personally witness this staged event." He continued, "When Falun Gong made their peaceful protest in Beijing on April 25, 1999, I discovered that more than 200 people had already taken up the practice in our city. I found out that all of these practitioners were good people and that none of them had committed any crimes. Thus, I knew that Falun Gong must be good." One administrator I know said, "There is nothing wrong with practicing Falun Gong. It also saves the practitioners a lot of unnecessary medical expenses." Many Falun Gong practitioners were arrested in his city after the Chinese Communist Party initiated the persecution back in July 1999. Our director friend warned the local police to act in accordance with official policy. Therefore, many of the practitioners who had been arrested in his area were released after 15 days of detention. During that time, they were allowed to read Dafa books and practice the five sets of exercises. They were never interrogated or tortured. In contrast, many detention centers in Xinjiang confiscated the practitioners' personal belongings, required them to perform forced labor, shaved their heads, and did not allow them to practice the exercises. When our director friend was promoted to deputy director of a local office of the National People's Congress in another county, the persecution in his former city greatly intensified.
Falun Gong practitioners strip searched and have blood drawn at Jiangxi Police Station. 10 residents of Fushun City were strip searched and had their blood drawn after they were arrested for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. The practitioners were seized on April 24, 2018, and are still being detained. The practitioners had their clothes stripped off, then had two large tubes of blood drawn from them against their will. Then male doctors x-rayed the female practitioners while police officers watched in the room next door. The police gave no reason for taking the blood samples. This is not the first time that Falun Gong practitioners in China have been subjected to forced blood draws. According to one report, a police officer in Guizhou province revealed that blood samples are to be secured from all those who practice or who have practiced Falun Gong in order to construct a DNA database. Many practitioners suspect that the database is being established to facilitate involuntary organ donations. Numerous witnesses' reports reveal that thousands of Falun Gong practitioners have been killed for their organs, which are sold for profit in the transplant industry. Ms. Wo Yuhua was arrested after visiting a fellow practitioner. Her family went to the police station to request her release, but the head of the police station told them they'd received the arrest order from the Domestic Security Division. When her family called the Domestic Security Division, they were told that their superiors had issued the order to arrest her. Ms. Wo's family went to the Public Security Bureau to talk to the person in charge, but a guard stopped them. Her family later called the person and told him, "Being in law enforcement, you should know that the Constitution guarantees us freedom of religion." The person in charge told her family to go talk to the local police station, then hung up. 9 of the 10 arrested practitioners have been detained in the Fushun Detention Center for over a month. One was released because of high blood pressure.
Sweden, Human Harvest film screened in Linköping. The documentary Human Harvest was shown on May 26, 2018 at the Östergötlands Museum, a landmark venue in the city of Linköping, a province capital in Sweden. The film was directed by Vancouver filmmaker Leon Lee, who received the prestigious Peabody Award in 2015. Human Harvest 2014 follows the work of Canadian Nobel Peace Prize nominees David Mattis and David Kilgore as they investigate allegations of state-sponsored forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China. The report Bloody Harvest, The Slaughter, and Update, 2016, authored by Kilgore, Mattis, and investigative journalist Ethan Gutman, confirmed that more than 1.5 million practitioners of conscience, primarily practitioners of the Falun Gong spiritual practice, may have been killed for their organs in Chinese state hospitals since 2000. The organs were advertised on the websites of Chinese medical institutions and sold to patients in need of transplant operations. The moderator of the film screening in Linköping said, "Our purpose is to raise the level of awareness. If people really know what is going on, they will not just stand aside." The moderator gave several examples relating to the revelations uncovered by Kilgore and Mattis. Spain, Israel, and Taiwan have adopted new legislation prohibiting their citizens from traveling to China for organ transplants. Norway is also drafting a similar law. The European Parliament and the U.S. Congress have passed resolutions condemning the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. The Human Harvest documentary was shown in the Swedish Parliament in 2016 with support from several members of Parliament from various political parties, who also expressed willingness to work on legislation to counter illegal organ harvesting in China. Despite this progress, the facts about this genocide are not yet widely known or recognized in Sweden. An article which was published in a local Swedish newspaper on May 23rd stated, "In Sweden, people have not yet woken up. We therefore invite all politicians to this documentary screening, hoping to come up with a plan to stop this abuse in China." The screening at the museum was followed by a lively discussion in which representatives of local political organizations, human rights activists, and regular citizens proposed ways to unite efforts and inform the local community about the organ harvesting crimes in China. Ideas including seminars, more film screenings, and approaching politicians at the municipal and provincial levels were discussed. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.